So yeah, I woke up right, and the kid's just like there at the bed, and she's just like, "Daddy, I gotta, you know." And then I was like, "Oh my god, I gotta deal with this crap," you know. And I get up, I gotta get ready for work. I go to work, you know, and I miss the Dunkin'. The Dunkin', they don't have my Boston cream, you know. And I'm like, "What the fuck? I'm from Boston. I gotta have my Boston cream. They don't have it." So it just ruined my day. Go in there, and there's these people, right, in the store.
Fucking people, man. Yeah,
wicked. People.
And they're actually demanding, I tell you, my services. And it's just like,
walk out.
Fuck. I don't get paid enough for this shit.
Yeah, bullshit, man.
Yeah.
Whatever. So what do you get paid for?
I get paid for doing this.
I get the big bucks.
You have a song tonight.
I do. Matt might recognize it. I don't know. I don't think Jack will, but
I'm sure Chris won't.
Well, it's from '95, and it's not really a hit, so it's just kind of a song.
I'm just saying that because Chris isn't here right now.
Yeah, Chris isn't. Yeah,
not listening.
So
that's why Nick went full Boston there. He was just like, Nick's not here. I can just test out this Boston accent.
Yeah,
you do kind of like a mix. You do a better Boston accent than Chris.
I hope I always get paranoid because I'm like, is that Boston? Is that Brooklyn? I don't know.
It's just can we be honest? It's just kind of an obnoxious accent. It's,
yeah.
Just if I could speak frankly about it. I'm kidding.
I made myself really chuckle today. So Jess from Canada sent a message to me and Colleen and Ren Mike saying like, I just got a call from this guy who told me four times that I should enunciate when I speak to him because he can't understand anything I'm saying. And of course, my mind immediately channels Monty Python's Holy Grail. And I'm like, it's probably because you're speaking in an outrageous Canadian accent. She's like, don't start with me, Nick. Now go away and I'll taunt you for a second.
You know how angry those people in Canada can get.
I know.
So, if they're anything like their geese, watch out.
Fuck those geese.
Save their wings.
Damn. I don't like killing animals.
Are you
going to
play this song?
But I'm thinking about it.
Ever that I may or may not know. And Chris
then why play it? I don't know it.
We're never going to have an opening to this show. We're just going to tell Colleen to cut off the first.
We get it. I thought we had some gold here, you know, so. Whatever.
Okay.
Fine, yeah. I'll just sing the song. Okay.
I've become so demanding.
Let us find one from end to end and pass it over to Matt, my friend. Burn it long and burn it slow, 'cause Matt gets giggly before we go. If you like the ramble cast, then please come around, 'cause Matt's gonna burn one down. Yeah, Matt's gonna burn one down.
I gotta say, I don't know what song that is. That's your best one yet.
That is Ben Harper's Burn One Down.
Okay.
Ben Harper, yeah.
From 1995.
The old Ben Harper of yesteryear.
Ben Harper now. I've been rewatching Modern Family.
No, I just want to set the record straight before we move on.
All right, pothead. Go ahead.
I can burn one down.
Okay? You munched them.
Fair.
From what I heard, I wasn't here, but that's the rumor on the streets.
Well, that one's a bit more up-tempo. I could have done Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, you know, like picture Matt behind his green screen. Floating. Hey, Chris showed up. He missed the song.
Good evening.
So
I think he was just ignoring the song. Like, he was actually watching on YouTube, and he was like,
it's safe to come in.
Sorry, everybody. It's been a little bit of a shit show around here, but I made it.
I've had the same shit show, but probably not as bad as yours, but it's been a shit show.
What's
better, the shit or the show?
Yep.
I had YouTube block one of my videos, after it had already been up for like 2 days. You seen that one where the girl takes a sign, takes out all the Tour de France
people?
Well, NBC Sports said, no, you can't do that. So I said, okay, how can I do this? So I took it off Twitter and got away with it for like 2 days. So it was so.
Why did they not want you to do it?
Because they block everything, I guess.
Oh, okay. And it was NBC footage that you were using? Is that it?
I guess, allegedly.
Allegedly. Can you do stuff where like you play the video except you mirror it, you know, like it's like in a mirror or something?
Well, I didn't use the sound. I did the voiceover. I said she was an idiot. She did.
What was it? I missed this bit. What happened?
You haven't seen that? The Tour de France? The first leg.
The woman had the sign up and knocked her head over.
And
she's saying hi,
Grandma and Grandpa. I guess what she's saying. She's that key to the camera, and then she takes out last year's winner.
Whack.
And just because they're so close together,
mm-hmm. She took out a bunch of people.
Oh yeah, basically everybody.
And someone had to drop out from it. So anyway.
Well, I mean, they haven't found her yet, as far as I know, but they're looking for her because she's going to have multiple lawsuits.
Well, I said she should do jail time, and of course, some people were like, going, "That's ridiculous, jail time." What's wrong with that?
The only crime that she committed, I forget what it was, it's like
being a stupid. Fucking idiot.
Is it criminal negligence or something like that? But it's a misdemeanor. But you know, she can still be civilly sued for all the bodily and bicycle damage and everything else that's done.
Yeah, I mean, some people got concussions. It was a stupid thing. It was people who were saying, well, they should have it roped off.
I assumed it was.
I go, is it like 17 miles?
I assumed it was Chris's, rope off the whole thing. Yeah, go ahead.
I assumed it was Chris's like. Yeah, cousin, like second cousin, that was from Boston, and like they went over to see the Tour de France.
From Boston,
yeah, and they
didn't get the
Duncan. He was out there, like trying to blend in, and you know she ran away from the scene of the crime, and she's trying to hide, and Chris is over going like, oh my god, if I turn her in, I get fucking paid, right? Because there's a reward out for it. Yeah, my cousin, it's my family, you know, it's my family. Do I turn in on my family or do I cash in? For my family, but I don't know.
Bro, you got to cash it.
That's like
cash
4 months worth of donkeys. Exactly. I'll turn her in right now. So, it's been a long fucking day. So it's gonna be a double dose type of night.
Oh well,
nice.
Maybe you're catch up with Matt.
Yeah, you missed my song that was all about Matt getting high.
Yeah, you were so fucked up last week. It was hilarious.
I apologize and also am happy.
He peaked right there at the end too. Then when we did the bonus episode, he was coming down, so it was like
I was a bit over the line, but cheers tonight.
I'm sad I missed it because I watched some of it.
I've got one more shift in between myself and not working for like 10 days. So.
Oh yeah, so you're kind of going like on a marathon and then all of the shit, like all of the shit to deal with, you know, like the
day-to-day. You fuckers, it's crazy. I mean, what? Fuckers.
Oh, sorry. Show up to a podcast.
I will say though, I come prepared. So these are.
Wait, what is that?
I think he's gonna burn one down.
Are they incense or?
It's peppermints.
Oh, it's a pre-rolled joint.
Is this for your vacation? You're ready for a vacation?
Exactly. So these are they're called dog walkers. Yeah. You can see the tip is extra long.
Okay, where do you get the name dog walker? How does that?
Because the ones you roll up, so you can take the dog for a walk and get high, and not have you have a huge ass joint.
Oh.
So.
Oh.
You can see here, it kind of like.
Do you share with the dog?
I mean, if he wants it.
Do they have a sheep walker?
Does that say raw or paw?
Oh, I see. Okay, there we go. So you haven't put anything in it.
Say raw or paw?
I gotta fill them up.
Gotcha.
Raw. Okay, I thought it somebody said paw.
Make sure to put the Boston cream in there.
Raw is my rolling material of choice.
Oh, okay.
Ironically, your Twitter
raw handle. What is it good for? Absolutely nothing. Say it again.
Raw dog joint. 420.
Actually, if you want to follow a really fun Instagram or TikTok, you should follow the Raw CEO Josh something or other. It's fucking entertaining and educational all at the same time.
You have to do it sober or high?
No, it's actually probably more enjoyable sober because you'd be like, oh, I can get that high. No, but it's, yeah, man, it's just this, the last couple of days before shoving off on vacation. It's just been a fucking shit show.
I always feel like that's Murphy's Law, too.
Of course it is. Mm-hmm. Of course it is.
Like all of the things that you put off.
But I think it just transcends. You know, I leave work, I come home, and it's just other shit, right? And yeah, I was a little bit busy getting onto the show tonight because I was taking care of some family stuff. But alas, I am here.
Calling that girl in.
It's like,
what's that?
Calling the girl in with the sign. You got to get that first.
Yeah, right. Go ahead, Jack.
I was going to say, Matt knows what you're talking about. He's had some hectic times trying to go on vacation. Remember that one time the dolphins escaped?
Yeah, that was, and I wasn't there. Actually, right before I went on vacation, I was trying to fix something with our Google connecting to our website, and it's really boring back end stuff that is above my head and my pay grade.
I agree.
And I fucked it up. I fucked the whole thing up. It was like when the website goes down and you're the guy that
you got that.
Yeah, I got it.
You got it. All right.
Chris's insult to you. Yeah.
Just busting chops, man. That's what I do. I joined in a little bit late. I see that Randy left the live broadcast because he was talking shit about them.
That was last week, wasn't it?
He kicked me out for talking shit about them. Wow.
Wow, Randy.
Wow, that's harsh, Randy. We would never kick because
we're here on the other chat. People talk shit about us all the time.
Talk shit zone. That's what I tell people. If you come in here, you could be chopped. You know.
Also, my good friend Bill Burr was apparently on Conan O'Brien's podcast this week. He was hilarious. Dude, Bill Burr, I forgot to tell you guys. I'm going to see Bill Burr. August. Yeah, so he's actually doing a tour. I'm going to go see him at the Foxwoods Resort and Casino. Very excited to see Bill Burr. I've actually seen Bill Burr live.
Where would that be?
Twice.
Casino. Do you have to go down to Jersey, or is there a casino in Massachusetts? Connecticut. Okay.
Yeah. It's in the.
You know where you're not going to see him?
The Mashantucket Pequot Reservation.
Okay.
The what? Yeah. That's a lot of words.
Mashantucket Pequot Reservation. It's an Indian reservation in South Central Connecticut.
Double seven there.
Yeah, but I'm going to see him in August. Pretty excited for that. Paid a lot of money for those tickets. It was one of those things that, like, you know, every once in a while you find those venues or those concerts or those shows that you're just going to say, all right, whatever, I'll just pay the money. Kind of like how I did with Genesis. I told you guys I got mm-hmm. Genesis tickets, yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. Paid stupid money for those. And then we had to secondhand sell. So we scalped the Bill Burr tickets, and they're just a little bit more expensive. But all in per person, including a night stay at the hotel or the casino. It was like $250, so nice. Couldn't go wrong.
That's not bad.
No, not bad. That's what happens. He put eight dudes in a hotel room.
Eight dudes with one hot dog.
It's actually cool.
Eight dudes with one wiener, right?
If Cliff is involved. I'm never going to watch. I'm never going to click on that.
So actually, no, Foxwood, that's actually where we took Jay for his bachelor party.
Eight wieners? One wiener?
Now that I think of it, yeah. So we took – it was either Mohegan Sun or Foxwoods Casino. We took Jay there for his bachelor party, part one of his bachelor
party. Yeah, none of us were invited.
Okay. Nope. That sucks to be you guys.
Not even his own dad was invited to his bachelor party?
I would have
brought the whole pack of hot dogs.
I mean,
you would have been packing hot dogs.
Oh yeah.
To be fair, the bachelor party was not on location in where he lives. It was actually up here because I think he was visiting his future in-laws that week. And
I don't have a car.
Jack would have brought.
Man, take that shit up with your son. It's not my fault.
I'm not on a no fly list.
Yeah, it's fine. You can figure that out with Jay, not me.
I'm pretty late. It's pretty late to be complaining about it now. It's been over 10 years, right?
Yeah.
Something like that. So fuck it. I don't care.
I'm over it. What year is it now? It is 2021.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We just had 21. If you take an edible, it'll feel like 2011. You can go back in time.
So you could take do that.
I would like to go back 10 years. That'd be nice. Yeah.
I'd like to go back about.
Yeah, because then I'm 30, still, you know, youthful.
And you still think you have your whole life ahead of you, and it's
exactly
going to be great. And
then, yeah, I've gone through so much.
It fucking still sucks.
Yeah. I'll say that we've gone through so much shit in the last 10 years. I don't think I want to repeat it. I just want to look back and know that we figured it out. That's how I look at it.
Oh, that's what I who's that? I was talking to Cliff actually. Cliff called me and we were talking about how our generation, you know, really got the shit out of the stick. You know, we had a great 80s, great 90s. Then you have 9/11, housing bubble burst. You know, you have all these economic just crashes, and so it's like, no wonder we can't get ahead on anything. It's because, you know, it's terrible. And then you look even right now, we got, you know, deflation's happening and all this.
Why don't you tell that to the generation with World War One, Great Depression, World War Two? No,
they're
no
dead. They're not here anymore, so they don't have anything to
bitch about. And some are still around.
They fucked it up for all of us, Jack, to be honest.
Still around, though, like you're like 99. You don't even know where you're at. So,
99, yeah. Probably.
And they're responsible for the horse shit that we're dealing with right now.
That's true.
So, fuck them.
Wow. So you're saying the greatest generation fucked you guys over.
Yeah, they're self-proclaimed greatest generation.
Hey, look, I'm just going by Tom Brokaw said. Tom Brokaw, the greatest generation.
Tonight in Kosovo, Slobodan Milosevic.
Yeah. The greatest general, right?
I mean, if you think about the generational shit, you know, we're the last generation of upstanding citizens. If you think about it,
Randy's like, right, though. They saved the world.
They saved the world. We'd all be speaking German now if it weren't for the greatest generation. I have enough trouble trying to learn French, so
I don't know about that. I mean, the Russians pretty much had them licked before we got there. So.
They're part of the greatest generation.
That's the Russians are part of the greatest generation.
They're everybody in from that time, the greatest generation. Well, maybe
anyone
not.
In there.
Maybe not the Germans. Okay, we'll forget the Germans. They were kind of bad. The Germans are bad. Okay,
you know what? After witnessing, you know, some shit that's gone down this year. Specifically, you know, I'm not saying that like I'm forgiving the Germans. I just understand now when I used to think like, well, why did the German people just let this happen? You know, it's like, well, actually, it wasn't all of the German people that let this happen. There were just a few.
A lot of them looked the other way, though.
Yeah, I mean that's the way it always is. It's like the few people in power. You know, it's all it takes.
Exactly.
Is,
all it takes is a few people in power and being able to control.
Yeah.
You know,
you threaten what's important to people and they go, oh, okay.
And they fall in line because you know what's going to happen? You're going to get, you know, sent off. You know, they're going to snatch you up. Just like in Harry Potter.
They'll snatch you up. Run around.
I've been watching a lot of Harry Potter.
Well, it's free on HBO Max right now.
It is. And son has never seen any of the Harry Potter.
How do we go from the greatest generation to Harry Potter?
Because he is part of the greatest generation. If you look at what Harry Potter does to Voldemort, World War II.
Four-eyed bastard.
I mean, because Harry Potter is kind of the same thing as in, like, you don't speak the evil's name, you know, which is
right.
All that.
And the whole blood and the pure bloods and, like, the half bloods. I mean, it's all kind of in that vernacular.
I never thought of it that way. That's fucked up.
It is fucked up. Yeah, and like, I mean, and how they take over, because Voldemort takes over, you know, spoilers, you know.
Yeah. But, I mean, she basically takes, you know, Star Wars, the mythology of Star Wars and World War II, like Tolkien did, and kind of like blends them.
Well, she's kind of nuts.
I don't think so. I mean,
she's
batshit, dude.
Yeah, she's
look.
I mean, how many times are you going to be told, stop saying what you're saying, and she keeps saying it, and she's. Eventually, you got to say, okay, I'm hurting people's
feelings. I think we can also kind of like look past.
I still have issues with the fact that Harry Potter has got this magical. He can't fix his eyesight.
I'll clarify for Jack because I think that he's he's on the right track. But I think he agrees with all of us. I think you agree with him as well.
I do not.
Here's the deal. Like, no. Hold on a second. I think that she's in the wrong with a lot of shit. But I am separating that from. Hold on, Matt.
Yeah.
Chill the fuck out.
No, that's. I'm with you on that.
Hold on. I'm separating her from the work.
Yes.
Okay. And this is an unpopular opinion with Jack and probably with a few people in the chat maybe as well. I look at it in the same light, lesser luminance, but the same light as Michael Jackson. I do separate the person from the work. And I'm not of the crowd of folks who delete all the material of someone who's done things wrong.
What about the same right? What are you going to do about that?
In the same vein, I'm not going to delete any of my Harry Potter shit because sure. I don't agree with what she said or what she did was wrong.
I agree with that. I don't think it should be deleted. I don't think it should be washed away, cleansed, whatever you want to call it. But I think at some point someone should get a hold of her and say, hey, just stop talking.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Write your fantasy stuff. That is great. People love it. They'll build a theme park about it. Just that you got to stop with your political opinions.
I just wanted to finish the one thing is that my son's never seen them or read them. And this kind of began last week. I think Nick and I talked about it at some point. And it's been fun going through the movies, and the movies have definitely sparked him to be like, okay, now I'm reading them, and that's something that I can separate the person from the work of art that she's made and how it's made a lot of male readers, because I don't know, when I was a kid, there was just not a lot of books that I was like, oh, hey, this, I can see myself in this, or this is easy for me to read. And I'm
the Hardy Boys.
I read the Hardy Boys. Yes. Yeah.
I never read the Hardy Boys, but anyway,
really
what
that didn't, that surprises me.
How to Eat Fried Worms.
You've never read the Hardy Boys?
Me? No.
Yeah. That's why he doesn't care about the dead bodies next to him. Can I respond to Will, though, first? He said, true, Roman Polanski is a great director, terrible person. I will never watch a Roman Polanski film ever. I'm not one of those people in Hollywood that stood up and cheered for the child rapist when he won the Academy Award.
Well... Never listen to it.
They gave him a standing ovation. A child rapist. Sorry.
Well, turn off the Rolling Stones too, because I'm going to tell you that Mick Jagger's not a great person.
Yeah, I'm not a big Rolling Stones fan, so that's okay.
Okay.
See, it's a hard argument to fight on either side. I mean, the shit that Roman Polanski has done is terrible. I mean, but his movies.
I could say Charles Manson got the wrong, honestly,
masterpieces, right? I mean, he's made some phenomenal films. So I'm separating the art from the artist, I guess you could say,
I can't do that with the person. That
yeah.
I can't.
To each their own.
I won't, cool. Mr. White. I won't. And I've read The Hardy Boys and Nancy Drew.
But have you read Harry Potter?
The Sinister Signpost was one of my favorite books as a kid.
No, I've not read Harry Potter. I've watched six of the movies.
I liked the Choose Your Own Adventure books a lot.
Yeah, I like those.
I do too.
Yeah.
those are awesome.
And have you seen that they have games? There's a Choose Your Own Adventure game kind of thing. That's been it's kind of more of kind of like a current thing that's come out. I've seen them kind of at the stores or whatever, but it's $20 and it's a multiple people can play, or you can just play it by yourself apparently. So not quite sure exactly what's all involved with that, but I was it sparked my interest as far as the.
But the Hardy Boys never did.
No, they didn't. I was like,
Did you ever watch the show?
I was like, I don't care. No, I was like, I don't care about these white
Hardy
Boys. Yeah, they looked preppy. They were just going off into the woods.
Sean Cassidy, David Cassidy's brother.
For me, the actual books, and the pictures they had on the books, I was like, there's no way that those two preppy assholes are going in under the woods wearing that fucking garb and finding some dead body or a mystery. I was like, it didn't get me.
And what's his name? He used to be married to Kirstie Alley. What's his name? He was in Baywatch. The first couple seasons of Baywatch. Parker Stevenson. Help me out, Randy.
Pat, Parker Stevenson can't lose.
Dude, Parker Lewis Can't Lose was
there was a Nancy Drew show
of all time.
Nancy Drew show and the Hardy Boys.
Corin Nemec. There you go. Throwback.
That must have been like a Greatest Generation TV show or something like that.
Jack, was it in Technicolor or black and white?
It was Technicolor.
Was it flickering in front of the screen?
We don't give a shit about it.
I think it was ABC because NBC had the Peacock that was in living color.
Yeah, they're all about
NBC.
The
cotton.
NBC.
I've been enjoying Making It, though. That's been back. I made a post about it on the Facebook.
I've never heard of it.
You've never heard of it. It's a fun show if you like Nick Offerman and.
I liked him in Deadwood.
Was he in
Definitely
Deadwood?
Not in
he's,
Deadwood.
He's an episode of Deadwood.
Huh.
Nick
okay.
Offerman's in Deadwood?
He's in the second episode, maybe the first episode, second episode.
Oh, shit.
You get to see all of Nick Offerman.
Oh. Okay, well.
I'm in.
So Amy Poehler, Nick Offerman, they do a show on NBC called Making It. This is in its third season. I enjoyed the first season. I think it gets better with the second season. I'm all excited. But even going back and you know, if you haven't seen those other seasons, it's fun because their banter and their improv of just like riffing off each other is just, it's delightful. And it's an uplifting, heartwarming show where people, creative people are just making different, they give them projects.
So it's a comedy or is it just it's like a reality show?
It's a reality like competition where people are making different things.
Oh, okay.
So not only do you get to see things being made, which some of them are really cool and you see some really like amazing things that people are doing, but like Amy and Nick as hosts really make it flow. Much more so than like
they are a really great back and forth combination. Like kinda they like, complement each other very, very well.
And they do little sides too. Well, you weren't here last week, so
yeah, it's all the ratings.
Oh, you saw the ratings. Yeah, like there's some ticker tape.
When was the last time any of us gave a shit about ratings? As far as I'm concerned, I'm talking to the 4.5 people that are in the fucking chat.
We've just lost 5 people to the broadcast. Oh, no.
Oh, no. Gosh. No. Say it.
If you're listening at home, I do care about you. I just don't think about you when we're recording because I don't see you.
Yeah, when you're here. Jack, just so you're not I think I will watch it, John. So screw you. And I know it's Pamela Sue Martin is Nancy Drew.
It's a fun show to watch with either kids or your spouse.
I thought it was a sitcom. So, all right, now you've sold me on it.
Okay.
So yeah. I picked up. You know what show Jack's really going to love to talk about? I think he's truly interested in our discussion if we have one. I started picking up watching The Bad Batch again.
Oh, this is perfect because you know what the show...
The what?
Star Wars.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Do you know what the show's title card this week was? Did you see it?
I did not.
It looked good. I didn't know.
Dennis,
I did. Yeah, Dennis's artwork. Yeah, I did see that. That was awesome.
Yeah, so it's
Dennis's artwork and not yours?
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, he gave credit to him in the post, too.
I didn't read the post. It was boring.
Boom. See?
So I've caught up to through episode 7. So I watched the last one I watched was Battle Scars. Not bad. Not bad.
So you've gone up to Battle Scars, which I think
I've seen our old friend back on the screen.
Okay. So there's 2 more episodes that he hasn't seen, Nick. Basically, the 2 that we haven't podcasted about. So,
Reunion and Bounty Lost are my next 2 to watch.
Yep. Oh. So there's a certain character that appears or coming up that we don't want to reveal to you. But I would just say that the next 2 episodes, it brought back those Clone War feels to me. Mm-hmm. You know, as far as like how everything was starting to really kind of like cook. You know, on the show, and
it's taken 7 episodes to make that happen for me on the Bad Batch.
It's been a slow batch, a slow burn batch. You know, I think when the order came through for 16 episodes, it was just like, you know, it's like, oh, well, take your time, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Oh, hey, Kim. Kim's feeling lousy. Sorry, bud. Yeah, that shit's going around. Hey,
well, Kim, don't worry. We got Star Wars talk. That'll cheer you up.
Hey, oh, yeah. And a big middle finger to Matt. I did not get sick.
You're all right, yeah.
I didn't get sick either. And it was scary.
My wife was pretty banged up for like 7 days. Like she was.
I still had it.
Do you?
It's not as bad though.
Well, ooh, so fractured scoliosis. Yikes on it, bikes.
It settled into my wife as you know, starting to develop into bronchitis. So
I'm not laughing at that. I'm laughing at what Randy.
Sure you are. No, but fuck it. Whatever. My wife's fine. Moving on.
Your tail. That's her.
I didn't get sick either. Is the point. We were both in the sick thing, and I thought for sure one of us was going to get fucked by my.
I know the listeners were hoping for it.
Yeah, you definitely yeah, jinxed us. Yeah. No doubt about that.
The listeners were looking for the commercial break. But I know Nick really wanted to say something, though.
Hell, I've wanted to say so many things. I've already.
No, hold on a second. I want to find Kim. How'd you fracture your butt, dude?
Figure skating.
He didn't want to dive into John and Kim's personal life.
Well, actually, the tip of the bone over there, your butt. Like that's actually that's the most commonly broken bone, I think.
Is it really?
Yeah, especially if you're using a sex swing.
Sex swing?
Whoa, dude.
That
went from zero to sex swing in like 2 seconds.
Randy asked, "Was it sledding?"
It's a callback. So,
were you wearing blue jeans?
That's why people break their tailbone.
A bad fall.
Sorry about that.
I bet she was sledding. You know, those jeans can be restrictive. That's true. You don't get the range of motion that you should get.
Well, there's never a good fall, right? All right.
Yeah. I guess that's true.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry. Hope your butt feels better, Kim.
2 months ago.
Yeah, so as though there is a chance that it was in the snow.
Yeah, it could have been. Yeah.
The snow? Two months ago?
The deep snow in San Francisco.
In Colorado, it still snows in May. So.
Yeah, I was thinking of...
It's cold up in San Francisco to snow.
Is that cold in San Francisco now? Or the entire Pacific. Yeah, all 100 and over all the whole West Coast is over 100 degrees.
We had 104 today.
Why? They're all heathens. They're going to hell.
Well, they are on the Ring of Fire. It's true.
That's what the Ring of Fire is about. All of a sudden, now it's just a heat dome.
Exactly.
The heat index here was 104 today. That sucked.
Yeah, it was bad today.
Yeah, my power company, which is... I don't know if it's national, but National Grid. I don't know if that's familiar utility. Yeah. Okay, so National Grid has this program where, like, if you have the Nest thermostat or a smart thermostat, you can sign up for their what do they call it? Rush hour power, conservation or whatever. And they send you a bunch of free shit. I think I got like a $50 gift card to Amazon. I got like a free Google Home, which is still in its plastic wrap upstairs somewhere. But what they do is they able to control your fucking thermostat. And I signed up for it to get free shit, but I really don't like it when they take control of my stuff. So they at one point today, they say, well, it's rush hour now. So to conserve electricity in the area, we're going to turn your thermostat up to 78 degrees. And I was like, no, the fuck you're not.
Fuck you.
Turn that shit off real quick.
Give us our free shit back.
It was real warm here today. So, you know.
So you're not jumping in, you're not chipping in and doing your part there.
Well, I did for like an hour, and then my wife texted, or I FaceTime with my wife and kids while I was at work, and my son was like dripping with sweat. Like, oh shit, let me turn that AC on for you, bud.
I can't breathe, Dad. Can we roll down the window?
I took my grandson for a walk, was it Monday? I go, it's not too bad. There's a little breeze, but by the time I got like halfway there, I go, oh my god, the humidity was like, it was just sapping me. I go, yeah, I don't know, kid. You might have to finish this on your own. I'm about ready to pass out. I'm drinking water, and he's like going, and he's getting mad every time I stop. I go, dude, I go, either I stop or I drop dead.
Yeah, I went. What was it? Saturday, I think. I went and looked at a real rural house out. Past Boulder. I'll get to that one in a minute.
Oh, okay.
I got there early, and this very elderly gentleman was out there on his porch. And
was he Woodland?
Basically. Okay. I mean, he lived in between Boulder and Estes Park, like just right there in the windy mountain path. And I liked that idea of like, but he has no cell service, no internet, no nothing. You basically, if you buy that house, you're going back 100 years.
It would be like Nick recording the Married Man podcast circa 6 years ago.
I couldn't even do that though, because you have nothing.
You have to crank something every like 5 minutes just to.
There's no McDonald's nearby.
Is it the home of a serial killer?
He was real nice. He was 87 years old. He'd been living there most of his life in this just self-sufficient home with his wife, and she was an author for like bugs or something. And he was telling me, he's like, yeah, my kids, you know, live in Raleigh, and we're moving to Chapel Hill. So that's why we're selling the house and all this. I was talking to him about like where he'd lived and all things he'd done in his life. Just super, super nice guy, you know. And he's like, yeah, I was born in Chicago, and then I lived in San Diego for a few years. Then I've lived here since like the '60s. And I was like, oh, okay.
Was he in the military?
I didn't ask him that, but I think he was too young. I think he went to school in San Diego or something. But but then all of a sudden I go, oh, I'm surprised you wanted to live in Raleigh, Chapel Hill area instead of maybe like Asheville. He goes, well, we looked at Asheville, but it's a 5-hour drive from the family. So we said no. And I was like, but you've never lived in the South though, right? And he's like, no. And I was like, so you're not used to humidity at all. And he goes, no. And he goes, is it bad? And I went, it's going to hit you. It's going to hit you.
Is it bad?
It's a lot different than dry heat.
Yeah.
It's kind of like walking through Jell-O. Yeah. That's what it feels like.
It's just, yeah, it's just, I saw it's like living in soup. You know, you just like,
yeah.
What is this? And that's what I mean, because he's been living in the mountains in Colorado for like 50 years. So it's like, it's like, dude, it's like, you're used to this thin mountain air, just cool breeze. It's like, and you're moving to fucking Piedmont, hot.
Plus, you know, Chapel Hill, they're just a bunch of assholes.
Yeah.
Really?
No, I'm just making that up.
Money. Oh, okay. I didn't know if you had like the.
I've only been there. I've only gone there a couple times.
Every time you go there, you lock your doors, though.
Yeah, because they're assholes.
Isn't that where your son lives?
No, yeah. He lives in
North.
Like Cary area.
Oh, okay.
No,
yeah.
He doesn't.
He lived in Cary.
No, he doesn't live in Cary.
What am I thinking he lived then?
He lives in
Western Raleigh.
Lives in Mary.
He's in Raleigh.
Yeah,
I know the geography of Raleigh. I have no idea where
it's like a triangle, basically, of like the three major cities. And like,
what's the other?
I know it's Durham, Raleigh, and I always forget the third one. What's the third? Chapel Hill?
Chapel Hill's, that's the top, I think.
Okay.
Eckhart Richter.
But anyway, so Jack, you weren't here.
I'm just going to like slowly throw in the patron's names. We didn't say it had to be at the end.
Yeah. So Jack, you weren't here last week. Housing. So, you know, I've been looking for a place to buy here for 2 years. I've only found maybe two houses.
I like the place you showed us.
Yeah.
The place.
Yeah. I sent you the photos. You saw those photos and
I was going to move in.
I knew I needed some help from the parents on this one because this was a little about. I told Matt and Chris that like this one's a little bit outside of my price range. I can't really do this, so I didn't want to pressure my parents into giving me more money than they were comfortable with. And so I kind of was like, "Hey, like, can you guys do this?" You know?
Don't you have a bunch of classic cars you could sell?
I do. I sold one a few months ago.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
So dad basically, for some reason, gets back to me. He's like, bid this. And I was like, I'm not bidding that. That's really underbidding that house. I was like, that's an insult to these people.
Maybe they'll take it.
Yeah. And then I waited until like a couple more days. And then I called my dad again, but he didn't answer. And so I called mom. I was like, I'm going to bid this because I think if I bid what Dad says, it's just an insult. And I need to at least bid this so I can at least sleep at night saying, hey, I tried to buy this house. I really love this house.
It's so, a nice it's a nice house.
It's fucking gorgeous, dude.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. Yeah. So
is it in the middle of nowhere? Or is it just
No, it's perfectly located. Like so the city of Loveland, which is just south of Fort Collins, is basically flat. Like so you have Denver, it's like a 6,000, and then it kind of lulls down a little bit. And then you Loveland.
That's
what
I like.
You have Loveland like around 4,900 feet, 4,800 feet. And then Fort Collins goes back up to just over 5,000. But in the middle of Loveland on the western side, there's like this weird mesa. And I didn't know that was even there. And that's where this house was. Like you go up this little mesa and then like you're on the edge of it, you're looking out over the park, the city park, but just like a hiking area. And then there's the mountains. And I was like, this is beautiful.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
And so I was like, I want this house. And so, like I said, so I get back to
my mom. I want you to have the house.
So mom was like, okay, fine, bid it. So, you know, so I do all the work, all the paperwork, get all my W-2s and everything in line, make the bid. And actually I lost because I didn't bid what they were asking for. But I just wanted to throw my hat in the ring.
So it's been sold to someone else?
Yeah. Point of clarification.
You lost the house?
You didn't bid what they asked for?
Yeah, because like I said, I could only myself take a loan out so big. So I knew I had amount.
You bid below asking price?
Yeah.
Oh,
it wasn't by much, but like it was what I could comfortably afford.
Got you.
Basically, based on what I could do and then what my parents said they would give me, you know? So I was like, hey, I know I probably won't get it. I knew that. I was like, but I'm going to bid this just so I can sleep at night. Because it had been up for 6 days and hadn't had a bid. So I was like, maybe I'm the only one, you know?
Right.
So, okay. So I lost because there was three bids on that day. They took one of them.
I love that house.
And I called my dad and I'm like, hey, didn't get the house. You know, somebody beat me. He's like, okay, now bid again and bid higher. And I was like, no, that's it. Like you bid and they took the highest offer. That's how it works.
It's not an auction.
Yeah, it's not an auction. At this point, it's clicking in my brain that Dad has no idea what he's doing. I did not want to, you know, ask my parents to overextend and be like, hey, like, give me this money. We don't have that. You know, so I was like, okay. Like, so I was just like, give me what you can, what you're comfortable with, fine. So Dad's like, oh.
Put mom on the phone.
Yeah, put mom on the phone. So he's over
there. I like like years of like you dismissing your mom.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah. So we
lost our dream house because your dad didn't know what he was doing.
Exactly. So he's over there going like, wait a minute, I really wanted that house. Like, why can't you bid again? I'm like, because that's the way it works. You sit there and you say, I can afford this. I'm going to put this number out there, take it or leave it.
Now, if they don't accept it, you can keep bidding.
Well, if they come back and say, we'd like to bid again. It's all to the realtor and the owner if they want you to bid again. They just outright
reject. Did you write a handwritten note with your bid? Or?
It's not legal in Colorado.
Oh, fuck. Oh. Stupid. That's what?
Yeah, you can't do it because it's considered biased. Because you can.
Yeah, that's the fucking point.
It's because like they could look at your name. You know, they could look you up.
Oh,
like
it's bias against you.
Against you. Yes.
Oh.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I see that now. That makes sense now.
Yeah. So you know, he's over going, but I really wanted that house. Like I would have paid what they wanted for it if you really wanted that house. I'm like, why didn't you tell me this from the get-go?
Okay. So you have the best of all fucking situations in your hands right now.
Yeah.
Because there is such guilt in your dad's heart right now for not getting that house that he wanted you to get.
Yeah.
That you're going to find some fucking pimped out house.
That was pimped out to me. But
yeah. Well, dude, it was pretty pimped out. But you're going to find another pimped out house that it might even be above what you were just looking
at. I might have to delete it. I can't look at those pictures anymore. No, we didn't get it.
I know. There's no fucking after dark Christmas party at Nick's house.
I know. It was. I said, oh my God, because I didn't know that because I didn't wasn't here for the conversation. I go, are you going to buy that house?
Yeah. I really wanted it. And he knew I really wanted it. And that's the thing is that
it was like some Cribs level shit. This is a nice place.
he hasn't bought a house since 1978. You know, like, so he thought that's the way it worked. It's like, oh, like, you put in a bid. They say, like, oh, we'll meet you. We'll come down a little bit. You come up a little bit. He thought it was a negotiation type thing. It's like, no, it's like, that's not the way it works anymore. It's like, you just, you say what you're going to give. You might even give more than what they're asking just to secure the house.
Yeah. Not to mention that in 1978, where'd you grow up?
Western Tennessee.
Western Tennessee, 1978, median household was probably $27,000.
Like, right, exactly. Yeah.
Can you see that?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Jack, delete it, man. Yeah, delete it.
I'm gonna have to delete it because I'm broke. I won't sleep tonight.
Yeah, I really wanted it. But you saw, like, I was a little mad because, like,
we could have recorded live from there.
Yes. So that's where I was mad at. I wasn't mad at all at that point because until that point, because I thought I had lost it just outright. I made the best offer I could make. I thought my parents gave me the most money they could give me to help me get that house. And then for him to admit that he would have given me more money to buy the house if I really wanted it.
Yeah, Chris is right. Chris is right.
That completely redlined me to the point where I was just like, are you serious? You would need to
instantly increase your budget now because of what you're going to get from your parents. Because
what you need to do now is just call up and say, yeah, I'm just kind of down. And they say, what? I didn't get that house. You know, I just loved that house. And that was the house I wanted. Keep putting it in there until you're ready to buy another house.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I'm
Yeah, they're going to forget about it. You know, you got to twist that guilt. Yeah. Like, really twist it. And start with your mom. Your mom's a good person because she's going to be like, yeah, he's really bummed out about it. And then,
remember,
you know,
all those times you wore that mask?
and then you know how, like when you call and you're always like, yeah, put dad on. Just be like, all right, I'll talk to you later, mom.
Hey, hold on, my battery is 10%.
Yeah. All right. And not to mention the fact how fortunate I wish it, my parents were like, here's some money.
Oh,
but
I know.
It took my parents like 3 months to come see the house.
Or having divorced parents who are just like, well, tough luck, kid.
Well, thankfully, when we bought our first house, we are very fortunate to have family members on my wife's side be very generous to helping us with our first down payment. And even then, you know, I look back at the house that we first bought. And I wish
I'm laughing at the chat. Sorry.
Yeah, exactly. No birthday card for dad now. Exactly.
Like, even this is what, you know, nine years ago when we bought our first house, like it's such a different world than it was then. Like the house that I bought in 10 years ago or 9 years ago, we bought it for $250. I sold it for $350, and it's now currently valued. I always look back. It's currently valued over $400,000.
$350?
Did I say $350?
No. $350? Like the Loch Ness monster?
Did I say $350?
No,
I think you did.
Oh, okay.
But the
house in 9 years has increased in value by almost $200,000.
Yeah,
it's insane.
It's crazy. It's
like, so buying a house today, I pity.
Yeah, exactly. Right now, it's the worst time to be a buyer because one, we have a housing shortage, lumber's through the roof, and you know, 10 years ago, you're just coming out of the bubble burst. Because my sister bought her house for like $215 in 2009. And now that same house is like $500,000. And you're like, holy cow. You're like,
it's exactly the situation we were
in. It's ridiculous. Because I know our house here, our house never used to go up. It would stay the same. But now everybody's moving to Raleigh. There's a housing crisis here. There's not enough houses. They're ripping trees out. You know, they ripped up our house in 2 weeks, went up $20,000.
Yeah.
And I'm like going, wow, that's not bad. Yeah. And then people are going, we'll give you cash for your house. I go, no, it's going to keep going up.
The thing that has been on my mind too, is that, you know, what do you do with an increase in property value? Like you have the buying power to do a number of things. Yeah, sure, you can sell the house for a fuck ton of money, but you can also have more equity in the home, in which you can actually take out an equity loan to improve or build the house up. But the catch 22 there is that you take out an equity loan to do any home improvements. To Nick's point, the cost of lumber and the cost of wood right now is so stupid that the actual construction projects are increased in price by at least 150%. You know what I mean? It's
I have
150%.
I still have free wood for probably another month. next door, and I have free dumping supply. I can dump my because we're my
Wait, sis- what?
they're building next door.
I think I don't think you. I don't know if you were you here when he was talking about stealing wood and dumping.
It's not stealing because if it's in the
bin, they left it.
No, if it's in the bin
and you're on it,
they're not using it. So I go, okay, I'll take that.
That sounds so illegal.
It's not. Now I did because my sister's coming out for a week with her my brother-in-law, and so my wife goes.
Nothing beats free wood.
I got it.
I mean,
but no wonder they kicked you out, Randy. Anyway, so were you making comments like that? But anyway, so my wife goes, okay, you got to paint that bathroom. Because we have a small bathroom here. I go, all right, I can paint it. And then she goes, well, if you're going to paint it, we're going to do this. Okay, all right, we'll paint it. We'll do this.
You got roped in.
Now it's – I knew how she was going to – now it's everything. I've ripped everything out of the bathroom. She goes, are you going to finish this? I go, well, you want the lattice done on the deck. I'm doing that. I'm doing the – but I had to get rid of the toilet because she wanted the toilet. She wanted a new toilet, new vanity. So I said, okay, I'll just take it to the thing and dump it in the free dumpster.
See, I'd be like, Sydney, do you have fracture scoliosis? Because I don't think you do.
No.
Pick up a hammer.
She did say, I'll help you paint. I said, nah, it's okay. And she goes.
That was a throwback.
I know. I got it. But so I've got everything stripped down now. I just got to start. I painted the ceiling. Now I got to paint the walls and all that stuff. I hate painting.
I hate painting. Painting is the worst.
Plus, it's not flat paint.
You should see Matt's bathroom. It's like a Jackson Pollock painting.
Actually, this is a painting behind me. So
he does love Mexican food.
Who painted it?
The painting like, behind?
Painting.
This is my painting.
Oh, okay. Like, that's a great painting. I was going to criticize
it earlier. I'm not on green screen tonight, so
going through the birth canal.
Yeah,
of an alien vagina.
It's almost like the water supply in California.
Oh, fuck you guys! I try to share something
of an alien vagina.
I try to share something with you guys. I'll just turn.
Actually, I thought that's what it was, but I didn't want to say anything in case he did the colonoscopy.
Yeah, I thought it was beautiful.
Thanks. Next week, I'll flip it around.
Are you an artist?
No, I'm just Joni Mitchell. But next week, I'll flip it around for the viewers, and they'll get to see the other side because this is a double sided painting.
A double-sided painting.
I do love the delay in the chat, right? Because some of the jokes land like 15 seconds later. But I think Randy may have beaten us to the punch.
Yeah,
he said that's definitely a colonoscopy image.
Fuck you, Randy. Who asked you to join us? Go.
Was that a hemorrhoid?
Off with the broadcast.
Was that a hemorrhoid?
I think so.
Okay.
Oh. I clicked the wrong button. Sorry.
What?
I took myself off camera for
a second. So, yeah, I got that going for me. But I did see a movie.
Oh, what'd you see?
We went to, it's funny. We went to Alamo Drafthouse, and it says masks are only, you only have to wear a mask if you're not vaccinated. And I carry my card just in case someone, that's like a flag.
I love that about you, Jack. You're like, I got my card and just.
Because I don't want people thinking, hey, I'm not vaccinated. Because I had the cough, too. So I go, well, no one's going to sit next to me. But I kept popping down cough drops so I wouldn't cough. And my wife, quiet scene, all of a sudden she went to go do something. And a burp came out. And she goes, burp. She goes, is that loud? I go, oh, yeah. I go, everybody turned around. So anyway, we go in there and she said, masks are optional. Everybody in the fucking... Everyone's wearing a mask. I said, this is awkward. I go, let's go back and get our masks. So
fucking reassuring, though, Jack. That's awesome.
But we were holding our masks, but I didn't wear it. But I told you, I go, you know that new variant out there? They're saying that people over 50, the Delta variant, even if you've had your shots, you can get it and get sick and die. So he goes, really? I go, yeah, I was just reading that. So,
it's kind of one of those gray areas here now with the Delta variant, where it's like, what do you do and how do you protect yourself? recently at my work, you know, I still have a mask sign on. So if customers come in, I ask them to wear a mask, I wear a mask. We're a small business. So if one of us goes down, it's kind of a big deal. And, these two customers came in and I felt bad. I was like, I'd really like to just tell them to take off their masks. And then I found out that they were from down south and I was like, oh, fuck that shit. I'm glad that I kept their...
that's pretty racist. Yeah, exactly.
No, just because the Delta variant spreading in the south.
It's culturally racist.
Yeah, that's yeah. I'm
just a stereotype southerners. Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. It's not like we're from Ohio.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, to back up his theory, there is plenty of evidence that the most unvaccinated states and highest rate of COVID.
Like, would you say, I'm just going to give out a state. You tell me.
It's actually very, very high.
Did I finish my movie review?
No. I'm going to put out a state. What do you think? Mississippi, high or low?
High.
So, I'm going to guess high.
Colorado, high or low?
What?
Medium.
Colorado.
Colorado got fucked with COVID, dude. They were hit pretty hard.
Not where I am. I think Denver area did.
It's because of Coors beer.
Because of the metro. Okay,
yeah, like the whole 70 corridor. You know, that goes like from Denver west, that whole area, all the rich folks that probably got hit. But like Fort Collins, where I'm at, we didn't get hit that hard.
Okay, Tennessee. Do you think Delta variant would be?
Oh, better? I know.
Tennessee's only got like a 40 something percent.
They weren't wearing masks during the peak,
so there's probably.
No, I'm worried about my state, guys. Like,
I'm thinking about getting rid of your state, so we can only have 49.
I'm willing to give my statehood over to somebody else for a while.
Danny asked, why am I bagging on California? Well, I always bag on California.
Yeah. When did you bag on California?
I was making fun of the fact that I don't have any water.
Oh, that's not right.
That's fucking awful.
Because there's too many fucking people there.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, oh, it doesn't rain. It never rains there.
Never rain. And that's what cracks me about movies, especially if they're in Los Angeles. The only time you ever see it rain in Los Angeles ever is in a funeral scene. It's like, why is it raining? Like the one day that it rains, they're at a funeral scene. It's like, and it never rains that fucking hard in California ever.
You know, not like here.
Okay, directors, challenge. Like, give us a sun. Because you know what? I've been on some sunny day funerals, and it's not pleasant.
And, you know, in California, especially Southern California, they drink all of Colorado's water. What the fuck? We can just turn off the spigot. They're like, fuck you.
Well, Southern California does.
That's what I mean, Southern California.
Yeah. No, it's a serious thing. But, again, you Las Vegas, people weren't meant to live there.
No.
Arizona.
His name was Mo Green, and his dream was to have a casino in the middle of the desert.
And you put a bullet
in his eye.
Mo Green. You can't do that.
Never speaking again. Of Vegas.
Hey, time out here. I haven't finished my movie.
So I was actually I was flipping through the old TikTok the other day.
We didn't find out what movie it was yet.
And I found like a live feed TikTok, and it was of these flair bartenders. You know the bartenders.
How many pieces of flair are they wearing?
Yeah, exactly. Like they throw the bottles up in the air, they juggle the shit and make the drinks over.
I saw that
cocktail.
There's these, but like
Elizabeth Shue,
but like amazing shit, right? So they set up their phone, the camera behind the bar at this right on the strip in Vegas, and it's just them live streaming all their shit. It's awesome. Now you don't have to pay to get on a flight to go to a bar to see it live because you can see it on TikTok now.
Be honest, I never would have done that anyway. I mean,
I'm clearly joking. No, but it was actually very cool. Like,
all right, so I saw the Hitman's Wife bodyguard.
Oh, that got horrible.
Oh,
what's it? Ryan Phillips, yeah.
Ryan Reynolds, and Jackson, and
Samuel Jackson, and Selma Hayek, who still looks amazing. I can't believe she's 54.
Yeah.
What did you see?
The Hitman's Wife's bodyguard, whatever it is. It's a long title. I thought it was. It's look. It is what it is. I mean, you're just going there to be entertained. You're getting out of the house. It's a movie.
It's like we're just giving an excuse to exist.
No,
like,
there were times I was laughing out loud.
It's got a title of a sentence.
It's a long title. It's like it's almost like, come on, this title's too fucking long. But
Hitman's Bodyguard.
Is that okay, what it is?
Is it better than a John, bodyguard? Is it better than a John Cena film?
I thought, because Ryan Reynolds is funny, right? He's funny, and Samuel Jackson, he's quirky, he's funny. I mean, he's always angry. And Selma Hayek is, well, she's Selma Hayek. Yeah. So I enjoyed it. I thought it was, and like I said, there's a couple times where I laughed out loud. I didn't burp like my wife, but I laughed.
Interesting here. So here's where the confusion in Jack's retelling of the title is. It seems to have different names in different locations. So this listing has it as Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard, which is probably where Jack, you got yours from.
Uh-huh.
But there's also a Hitman's Bodyguard. Oh, here it is.
What's a sequel, isn't it?
Hold on.
Yeah, there's one called The Hitman's Bodyguard.
Okay. That's the confusion. I never knew there was one.
There's two different films, yeah.
So the first movie is The Hitman's Bodyguard. The second one is The Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard.
If you like if you like violence and just people getting blown away left and right, you're going to like this movie. It's an uplifting movie.
It's no John Wick.
It's like they should have just filmed it in Chicago.
Love left a ship where we belong.
Interesting. I never knew this first movie ever existed.
Yeah,
Hitman's Guard.
It came out a couple years ago.
Yeah. 2017.
Yeah.
It's a fun popcorn movie. I mean, it's nowhere. It's not like it's not Harry Potter, but it's a good movie.
Yeah, you remember that time Harry just brought the gun to school?
Yes. That is disturbing.
Make fun of my scar again.
You got one? No. Anyway, I did want to talk about this lady at Home Depot.
Why would they need guns? They have wands that can kill.
That's the one thing I've never understood.
You don't bring a wand to a gunfight.
There's definitely some things that need some explanation in Harry Potter and the world.
You can do more with a wand than you can with a gun.
All right. You
know? Are you sure they're wands?
I got it, Matt.
What?
We'll do a live podcast. You get the wand, I'll get the gun.
I never understand why the wizard world of Harry Potter, they don't just take over the muggle world. It's like, you know magic. These people are completely worthless. Can't.
There's rules.
You could just abadacadaver them all, you know, and just rule the world.
What did you say?
They never do it, though.
He said the spell.
Abadacadaver.
Oh, okay.
It's the curse.
It's the killing.
The killing curse.
Okay, I didn't pay that.
You'd know that if you read or watched the movies.
I've watched six of the movies.
And you still didn't know it.
Because I was bored half the time.
You would get a twitch like I did when I heard him say it. It's like the spell you can't talk. It's like the Voldemort of spells.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Someone has made that point. I think it was my friend Jess. She made the point. She's like, do they ever really explain
it's the same friend we all have?
Jess. About how Voldemort actually went away before the first film, like, because I always assumed it was just his own curse at Harry's mom bouncing back on him.
Right. Yeah, that's
but
what
they
I
don't really too. Explain that. They just kind of like, oh, like he, you know, and you're like, oh, well, how did he?
Well, she doesn't explain.
I don't think they do.
Calling out people.
There's a lot there in the books too, because like they each. I mean, by the time you get to the last book, it's like 700 pages. You know. Mm-hmm. So, but I mean, it flows. So, some of the stuff, like as I've watched the movie, because I've only watched some of these movies just once, I'm like reminded. I'm like, oh yeah, there's this part in the book, and this is
one
different.
Time.
Well, it's been a while. It's been probably about like, I don't know, 12 years or so that I've kind of dabbled in the dark arts. Chris is like, I'm about ready to dabble in some dark arts myself.
Well,
I be saying that?
Because you're like you stretching know, back, like.
What's nuts to me about the Harry? Because like they're all 31 now, like all the cast.
I know, 31.
And it's just like that's holy crazy. Cow, you know.
If you look at the 10 years, 7 movies,
yeah,
that's nuts. I mean, that's like a crazy machine. To pump those mini movies out.
But it's smart. It's smart to do it. I mean, obviously hard on the actors, but when you're using kid actors, it's smart because, you know, like Stranger Things is going to come out and they're going to like be on Social Security. Because it takes, I mean, how long has it been since the last?
It's been Halloween of 2019.
Yeah. So
really?
Yeah. But I think, I mean, I know that the Duffer brothers had always said they only wanted to do four seasons anyway, but I think mm-hmm. Netflix convinced them to do a fifth. Mm-hmm. But so it's only going to be four or five.
You
know? Yeah. Wait, the mall season was 2019?
Yeah, Halloween 2019.
Yeah, it was before. Oh, before. Yeah, we COVID. Didn't get one in 2020. And my thoughts, too.
COVID.
They also talked about, initially they had planned to do a season two as though they were like fast forward in time or something like that, or they were much older, so that you would have had this, like, you know.
It's almost like they're going to have to do that because.
Right. I mean, they could just take the kids like forward.
I mean, there's no way they can go, and the next day.
Well, yeah.
Right. But the way they left it, though.
Well, because they definitely need to do one more season to show what happens to Hopper and all that. Yeah. But like, I could almost, because like the first season
Hopper drives the boat, Chief.
The first season is very Stephen King, and I could almost see it like it in that, because so much time has gone by, you could do like the fifth or sixth season where it's like, oh, we're skipping forward 6 years or whatever.
And I think that's probably what they were also thinking too, since they were taking that Stephen King approach. Yeah,
because the first season is basically it. It's just a different.
I was thinking about the music just the other day because I just loved the music from that show. Mm-hmm. You know, so I got a cool soundtrack, but then also like the instrumental, you know.
So you're singing like Nick's song?
Yeah, yeah. I want him to cover. I want him to cover like some of the instrumental tracks. I wanted to just start recording when you were just strumming. You know, like so.
I am on my fourth season. I just season one. Episode one of the fourth season of Kim's Convenience.
Oh, okay.
Episode one of the fourth season?
Yes.
Okay, so you're.
So you said up- you said that the is it what's it Terrence? Is that the guy that they're doing the spinoff with?
No. Mm-mm.
There's not that many white people. What could it be? The whole time I'm watching, is it the whole
okay? So I'll just tell you.
Yeah, tell me, because the whole time I'm watching, I go, could it be them? Him? Her?
It's her. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah. I know. It's a bit of a like, huh? Really? So.
Hmm.
Yep.
Huh. Yeah. Okay.
So once you finish, you know, go ahead and read some of the articles about Convenience. I thought the last season still had the same kind of voice or the same kind of feels, you know, and I applaud them for being able to keep it cohesive. And really, as just a binge watcher, if I didn't know any of the background drama, I probably wouldn't have.
Does it seem to you that Mr. Kim is getting dumber as the show goes on, and that Mrs. Kim is like being they like change roles?
It's like Kevin in The Office, like he just
becomes
like dumber and dumber as the show goes on,
and his voice completely changes.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there's certain parts that I just really enjoy, like those openers.
The cold openers are great.
And I'm trying to remember the one with the person that refers to them as they, and he gets really confused. I don't know if that's happened yet.
Oh, that's the first episode of season four.
Yes, yeah, that's hilarious.
He calls Janet. What did he call Janet? I'm Mr. Kim. She is Mrs. Censor.
Yeah. It's a really great, like, just to watch that first. You could just jump in, watch that as a clip, and it.
Yeah,
and
because they really give Janet a hard time.
So I don't know if you guys have been looking at the chat, but I am not the only crazy person in the world. Randy's just said, I'm just starting Breaking Bad for the first time.
Oh!
And I asked him, have you watched Better Call Saul? He says, yes, I love Better Call Saul. So he's doing the same thing I'm doing, which is watching Better Call Saul first and then going to Breaking Bad.
So you're just starting this trek recently? Because I know this is, or you haven't.
No, I haven't started. I have not started watching Breaking Bad yet.
I'm going to do a rewatch of Breaking Bad.
My only thing was, and I've only seen very few episodes of Better Call Saul, but from what I gather,
I'm two seasons behind.
It's like the origin story of, you know, of Saul.
Yeah,
but that also, I feel like that takes away a little bit of the, like, left hook you get when you find out he's going to go to a lawyer, and the lawyer he's getting for the situation is Saul. Like, I feel like that just kind of like kept hitting you from left field when you originally watched Breaking Bad. So that might take away a little bit from it.
Yeah, the thing about
Better Call Saul is that even though I've never seen Breaking Bad, I know that Saul in Breaking Bad is a very different character, you know, because he's more ruthless, more I'll do whatever it takes. Whereas in the, especially in the first few seasons of Better Call Saul, he's very a nice guy, you know, who just.
Well, I don't think he's. I wouldn't say he's ruthless. He's just. He does what he can for his clients, and you see
he's
that
a comic book character.
You see that. You see him later on Better Call Saul. I think as the seasons go on, he becomes that guy.
Right.
Because I know when it first came that they were going to do a series on Better with Saul, I go, how are they going to do a series on him? He really wasn't a major character in Breaking Bad.
Anywho, oh.
I was reading that. Yeah, what Matt just put.
Oh, okay, all right.
what was I gonna say? Oh yeah,
that's fantastic.
Oh, let's go ahead and just read what Will said.
Okay. Right? Will says, "Well, I'm an ass. I'm over here laughing at y'all with my headphones on. I look over at my wife, and she's crying her eyes out next to me. Apparently, she's in the final episode of The Good Place, and it is very sad."
That's awesome. Have any of you watched The Good Place?
No,
it's on my list. I've never.
I haven't watched the last couple episodes.
Okay, I personally enjoy that show a lot. I like the fact that they're able to bring in some really high minded philosophy, mm-hmm. and then combine it with spiritualism, and it. And the twists and turns are fun because it's almost like a comic book, and the fact that like each episode you're like, what's going to happen next, and you just want to keep eating. You know,
it has some very funny episodes in it,
but some very, very heartwarming moments that just kind of punch you.
I don't want any sad, heartwarming moments.
Well, you can laugh and cry at the same time.
I don't want to laugh and cry at the same time.
What?
So, that's too much fucking work.
I do. Well,
last week I was mentioning how I was at the end of watching season 2 of Ragnarok. I think I was right before I watched the season finale.
Yeah.
Or the series finale.
Season finale.
Are we saying any spoilers ahead?
I'm not going to share any spoilers. Okay. I mean, right. I'll talk with very general terms, but I really, really enjoyed that show. I mean, it was definitely clumsy in times, but whatever, but it was a lot of fun. Thank you, Nick. Mm-hmm. I like how they handled the ending. I thought it was kind of cool how they're definitely setting it up for what could be a really awesome, you know, season 3.
I almost wonder if the third season will be the last season because it seems like it's could on be. That trajectory.
Yeah. Well, I will say though, you know, what's not a spoiler is that, you know, it's pretty much advertised in the show title or the show graphic, but they end up forging Mjolnir, mm-hmm. right? Which I thought was I really enjoyed seeing that. I thought that was just kind of cool how they handled, like, you know, spoilers. How to create Mjolnir.
Well, yeah, I liked everything. Like,
it's not a spoiler. I mean, it's literally the show picked the title of the show, which with the hammer and everything.
So right? For everyone out there, for anyone who didn't listen to last week's episode where we're talking So like Ragnarok is a Norwegian show and it's a modern telling of Norse mythology. And that's what I liked about it is that it goes about it a clever way of bringing about this mythology stories in a believable context. It's like how does Loki give birth to a serpent? You know, like in the mythology, he does. He actually gives birth to 3 different animals, but in this show, he gives birth to a serpent, and you're like,
"Whoa, spoilers!"
Yeah, but you're like,
"That is," cool.
But the way that it goes about, you're like. I totally get that. You know,
I haven't gotten to that part yet.
Yeah,
it's a very smart show.
By the way, I dove in.
Oh, did you?
I dove in on the Ragnarok. I really enjoyed. I only got so far though.
Did you enjoy it?
I joyed it.
You joyed it.
And. But there's that
sounds like a bit of a joy division to me.
Is that what we're calling it now?
I was divided because at times I would fall asleep to it, and at other times I would just because sometimes it's very quiet and spacious. Yeah. It reminds me of
spacious.
It reminds me of we just were talking about it.
A Good Place.
The other Netflix show. I can't believe Stranger Things. Mm. In how it can be like kind of creates this spooky feeling or this like kind of cool, creepy vibe with just very simple effects
and very smart storytelling.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like it doesn't it kind of knows where to pull its punches on like
that. That translates fairly well to English.
Yes. Yes. What's up?
Do you remember what episode you're on?
Oh, I just started the first episode of season two, so I.
Oh, okay. So you got through the first three.
Oh, yeah. There's some really cool shit that happens in the first few episodes of season two.
This is on Netflix.
Yes, it's on Netflix. Yeah, it's only 12 episodes. You know, you can get through it fairly quick.
But I will warn you, though, Jack. You might fall asleep because it's a little quiet sometimes.
So I might be able to ruin the series for you. And Jack, that way you don't have to watch it. No, without spoilers. No spoilers.
Oh.
And when you realize how closely tied this show is to fucking Twilight, it's gonna make you throw up.
I never watched Twilight.
It's literally fucking Twilight in Norway.
Okay. Yeah. All right. You sold me.
I love all the Nordic. Like.
Yeah.
Yeah,
skiing
and there's like a treadmill and stuff like that.
Well, like the first two episodes, like Chris and I talked about this last episode. Like the first two episodes to me were almost like I'm not sure if I like this or not because it is very like teenage drama bullshit. Where you're like, yeah. Do I want to watch this? I don't know. But then it just clicks all of a sudden. You're like, ooh, okay, I'm gonna keep watching.
Well, I don't mind teenage bullshit because what was that show where the guy drew the dick?
That 70s show?
No, that was that show where it's filmed in Oceanside, California.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta get out the ball hairs. You're muted, Chris.
The what?
Oh, you gotta draw the ball hairs.
No, I was saying it was that mockumentary. What was it called?
I don't know. That actor was on Modern Family towards the end. It was also, mm-hmm. also some kind of sitcom my wife watches. She goes, I go, what is this? She goes, I don't know, but it's terrible, but she watches it.
She watches Workaholics and you don't?
Is it Workaholics? Is
that what it is? Yeah, you should give that show a try. It's funny at times and also very extremely gross. And
I heard it sucked.
Really?
Wait, he's not in Workaholics.
We're talking about
the guy who drew the penises?
Yeah.
No.
He has a really deep voice.
He's not the guy in you're thinking.
So no, he has a new show that he's on. I couldn't tell you what it is, but he wasn't on Workaholics.
It's the guy from that 70s show that nobody liked on that 70s show.
Oh,
in real life.
By the way, we were talking about Adam Devine. Jack.
I thought you were talking about the guy who drew the dicks.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
He's not the guy that draws the dicks. He's not in that. I think that's somebody different.
Yeah, Topher Grace is the guy that's on that 70s show that nobody likes.
Yeah. Yeah, he's in this whatever show he's in. That guy that drew the dicks is in that show.
I don't think so.
Because he's a very distinct voice. I mean, he is in the show. The guy, the Topher guy, the guy's single, right?
Randy writes in and says Brady Bunch. So I think you nailed it.
Yeah, because when Bobby drew those dicks and they blamed it on Cousin Oliver, that was the best episode ever.
Where did you see the dicks, Bobby?
It was Greg Dick
up in the attic with
the goat. Yeah. We called it Matt.
American Vandal.
American Vandal.
Yeah. That was going to drive me crazy.
Yeah.
Who took the handles?
I'm going to play the IMDb game.
All right.
He's in that show.
It's not the same dude.
I don't even watch it, and I know it's a guy.
Jimmy, no, it is not.
Petro.
It's a different person than Adam Devine. You're wrong. You've been dad.
It's the same guy.
It's not.
I said, because I said, oh, that's the guy that draws the dicks. My wife goes, what? I go, yeah, never mind.
Yeah.
You're more obsessed with the guy that draws the dicks.
Because he was hilarious in that show.
It's not on a show called Home Economics. Is that what it is?
No. Oh, is your wife watching Home Economics?
Yeah, no. Oh my gosh, he's. You're right, Jack. He's in a TV show called Home Economics with Topher Grace.
Yeah.
Oh, so it was just me the whole time,
dude. You just told Jack he was right.
Did you ever see that clip?
We were talking about Adam Devine.
You see that clip of the guy at the Padre game that flipped off the Dodger fan?
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go, Matt. That's for you, Matt.
So, I told you guys.
Well, I'm over here actually trying to get a screen so that I can just show who Jimmy Tatro is.
Yeah, that's the guy that drove the dicks. Yeah,
because he has a deep fucking voice.
Yeah.
And he's got one of those things where you walk, you don't even have to see him. You go, oh, that's the dick drawer.
Well,
allegedly.
There we go.
So I was right and Matt was wrong. And it's not a matter of being right or wrong. It's just a matter
he's
that
not he, wrong.
Yeah.
So
Matt is so confused. He's conflicted. Does he want to be upset with himself or just mad at Jack?
I'm just trying to think of a name for Joanne so we can end this show. So,
so oh I told God. You guys like a month ago. So I was doing a New Girl rewatch.
I'm sorry.
I mean, it's actually I like the New Girl, but then like a thing hit
Jack
me.
Jack hasn't been here for all of our New Girl conversations.
No, I mean, like, no, so, I've been here because I said well, I like not it. All of them. No, well, I like it until they start dating, and then that ruined the show.
Right, right. So that's kind of where I was going to go with. Like, so Matt and I had a discussion, I think, on the bonus episode last week about the New Girl, and now that I'm halfway through the last season, season 7, which is a short season, but it does like basically Nick and Jess get together in the third season, and they break up at the end of the third season, and then the fourth season is pretty decent as well. But then it really dawned on me today that really all the New Girl is a reboot of Friends, and. It follows the same pattern as Friends, and so like it's great all the way through the fourth season, and then the fifth, sixth, and seventh season are all just like Ross and Rachel. It's like when are they going to get together, and like when's the other shoe going to drop? And it's just a slow burn to the end of the show, and you're like, it really could have ended after four seasons, and it'd been just fine.
I think I said that in the original Ramblecast.
I feel like Chris is talking about TV. Shit on me.
I said that show is not true.
Chris has that grin on his face, like, I can't believe you're watching the New Girl. What the fuck?
Well, the lowest point in any of our conversations.
Nah. Also, when the theme song went from,
you know me too well, Nick.
And then it just went just
yeah.
I did like the full song or like I always liked the whistle.
Who's that girl?
So
it's Jess.
Well, Jess is definitely the Monica character. She's actually, to me, the most annoying character on the show.
When they changed it, though, when they went to the beep, 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 like, I was like,
Wait, when do we go back to the cervix from Planet Melmac?
Marvin the Martian's wife over there.
Anytime you want to talk Bad Batch, I mean,
can you check my colon? Check my colon.
Take me to your proctologist.
You guys are making fun of this again. Like I just go back to this. This is not
the biggest finger.
Fuck you guys. You know I try to share something with you, and you just shit all over me.
Well, it happens. That's why they got to clean you out first.
Mm-hmm. I went to extra trouble to actually like hang this today. You know, I thought, oh, this will be a fun backdrop, and then it just...
I don't know why you waste your time.
It has been an extremely fucking fun backdrop, Matt. You were correct. It was a fucking big hit. I actually think you should have that as your permanent background.
Oh, you know, Randy's right.
Oh,
I just read Randy in the tweet. Yes, some person on Rome was drawing dicks on the TV show Rome.
No one cares, Randy.
Wow. Kilroy.
Kill Dick. Why are you yelling at Randy? He came over here. He's been here from the start. He left the broadcast to come join us.
Well, he didn't leave the broadcast.
He's part of the problem about you guys laughing in my background here. All right.
Okay. Hey, you know what? We did a service this evening with this episode because of your artwork. No, come back. Come back. Hey. Yeah,
come back,
hey,
Matt. Hey, who's going to hit the stop button?
Hey, come back.
This show never going to end now.
No, we just got to keep moving.
Well, the thing is that his artwork, don't take it down. No, don't take
just,
it down.
Oh, tunnel. He's taking it down. Oh, he's taking it down. I guess, Matt, he's not. This, you know, he could be saving lives, and now he's not.
It's his art.
Well, man. He did potentially save one tonight because it reminded Randy that he is currently due for his next colonoscopy. So there was a good service on tonight with that piece of art.
I had mine a year ago when I had to go to the doctor, and that was where I think I told you guys. I went in the morning, they gave me the thing, and then they woke me up. Hey, you're snoring. So I was in the recovery. I go, I'm sorry. Everyone's looking at me like, I go, I'm sorry. I was snoring. I feel bad.
I feel terrible that he's actually gone.
I think you just said,
is he like the kid that grew up growing up had the ball? He's the only one with the ball and said, if you don't play my way, I'm taking my ball and going home.
No, I feel bad. I don't want him to feel insulted. I thought that was a good joke. Still is.
So anyway, I got one last story. My wife and I went to go pick up something for the remodel, the faucet. So this lady in the parking lot comes up. I go, she's going to ask us for money. She goes, how do you know? I go, she's going to ask us for money. She comes up because, hey, can you help me out? I need just $10 more to get a bus ticket. I go, $10? I go, I don't even know cash. I thought she bought some change. I had some change in my pocket. I go, $10? I go, Christ, she's going crazy. So anyway, so we walk in the store, get the piece. It's like 2-3 minutes later, we come walking out. She goes, hey, did you guys get what you wanted? I go, yeah. And she goes, hey, I just need $15 to get a bus ticket. Do you have $15? I go, no, we didn't have $10. So how are we going to have $15? She didn't remember asking us 2 minutes ago.
Hilarious. Good.
is that the other side?
This is the other side.
I like that.
It was so worth it.
Is that the probe?
It's the other.
All right.
So for everyone out there who cannot see this, we had an alien's colonoscopy, and now we have a little bit more gory visual.
Seriously, if you have not had a colonoscopy, you should go. You should have one.
Let's just say the seas are red.
And they're pretty painful. Painless.
This is a very like
what's the blue hole there?
That's
in the red.
Oh yeah.
That part right there is the
it's the light.
Yeah, it's like a planet. It's like another side. Okay, right. So
I thought it was a scope light. No, that's a
no, that's not.
That's the way out.
Matt, we only teach you because we have no artistic talent.
It's true.
Now that looks like Cal. There's absolutely no water there now.
It is. This is California in probably about 10 years. Okay. So get your beachfront property because it's going fast.
Otisburg.
I just figured that I would get it out, get it all out. That way you don't have to laugh at me next week. I'll have something new, you know.
In one more year, you'll have to get your first.
But the thing is, you didn't hear it because you had your headphones on, but Randy did share in the chat that because of this conversation, it reminded him of a potential life-saving.
So you might have saved Randy's life.
You might have saved a life.
Even though you were yelling at him in the chat.
Okay. Well, let me know how that test result goes. we'll go from there.
Matt can do another painting.
I have some other ones like not like this, but I have some other ones. I just thought, actually this one was broken. There was a few years back, I took a fall where I went like 14 feet and I fell off this wall, like at my
work. You take your painting sledding?
No. Like the painting was in one hand and the railing was in the other and I was leaning out.
I remember that. And you fell off the railing.
And I fell off the railing, and I landed in such a way that I missed all of the paper racks in this entire store. My painting was in one hand, this painting right here, and the beam of the hand railing that I was holding on, this 2x4, had cut into and punctured this painting. And the painting actually kind of helped break my fall because
you think just dolphins would have broke your fall.
When did this happen?
This happened. No, I think it was 2018, maybe.
Oh, okay.
We were headed to Vermont, not Vermont. The Vermont trip was that year. I remember.
I remember this story.
Yeah. So sorry, I'm just. Where
did it rip at? Is it right? It ripped
actually in one of this area.
Well, how do you fix it?
That's my question. How do you fix a canvas when you rip it?
Well, so this is a specific paper. It's a polymer paper, and I was actually just used part of that, and you kind of create a hinge. So you make it part of the painting. You make it part of the painting, and then you try to blend it in too, so that like any of the seams where they were, you try to build up the paint layers around that, and kind of, and then it's also difficult because you're trying to match paint from 4 years ago. And I'm just like, I was using house paint at the time. I was using like all sorts of stuff when I was painting.
Here's another stupid question for you.
Yeah.
Is it common for artists to paint on both sides?
No, and this is like a banner, so it would actually hang in a room, so you could actually walk around it. It's about 80 inches by, how tall is that, 9 feet? Yeah, 9 feet.
Really? So yeah. How long did it take you to paint something like that?
A while. I made these in grad school, actually. So from 2013 to 2015, I did 2 years. And I made several of these paintings at that time. So a lot of them had to deal with like environmental disaster, Lewis and Clark, space exploration. So okay. You're not far off with like, you know, the alien planet stuff. You know?
now what happens? Seriously.
Or being birthed, or being the idea of being birthed or born again. You know?
So, what happens if you screw up?
What do you mean?
You're painting this side over here and you go, oh, I went over to the wrong spot.
Yeah.
How do you fix it?
You just fake it till you make it, man. You know, you just. Well, I mean, this is acrylic, so it dries pretty quickly, so you can keep working on it. You know, oil painting, which is another form of painting that I also do. Paint handles differently with oil. It stays wet longer, and you can move things around. As I always used to say, painters like to leave them wet, you know.
I heard the first one, I didn't bite, and I was like, okay.
So anyway, to make a patch though, you use some type of you know, either canvas or other linen or something thin. You create kind of an adhesion, you know, and you kind of seam it together, and then you know patch it, and then put the paint like around.
Patch and drywall.
It kind of is, you know. It's a visual trick of the eye. I have another painting that actually was injured, and it's kind of my summer plans to like fix some of these broken
dude pieces. You should record that shit and put it like on TikTok. That's fucking cool.
I kept thinking about this when I was repairing
it's too long for TikTok. You'd have to break it down to like 30. Sure. people are gonna pay attention for like 30 seconds on TikTok.
Yeah, you have to do like one of those like fast
unless you get some breast implants. Then people
then
people will watch the whole thing. Yeah. You ever notice when the live ones, they're all like, the girls are always like this, doing their live.
Of course they are.
Yeah. I mean, I tried it. But.
In all seriousness, Matt, like I would watch that.
Huh. Okay.
It'd be a good YouTube thing.
Yeah, I should do it for the other painting that I have broken. Cause, and I mean, it does take time. So you almost have to kind of like do a part and then come back.
Especially how this one videos was, are very popular.
Yeah. This one was actually quite hard to do because it was so large. It was such a large area. And then
are we still talking about drawing dicks?
That's what I was, yeah.
Just the brown area over
here. It was hard, it was large, and it was wet.
The green side is actually harder because there's so much variation with greens, and greens are dependent upon yellows. Like, you think of green as being like, you know, I mean, it is yellow and blue, but it's like both of those components, and yellow can vary so much to like a warm yellow to a cool yellow. Well, when you add that with a warm or a cool blue, like different things happen. And green.
Yeah, I wish I could be an artist, but I can't.
Well, green is like the one color that like we have the most range for as humans to see because of plants and evolution. You know, it's like being able to say, oh, this plant, this is going to kill you. Don't eat this, or this is going to save you. So our ability to understand or comprehend like variations of green is fairly large.
Do you have paintings paintings in your house? That you painted on the wall, not on.
I actually have
your kids' room. Did you paint like something?
No, I didn't. But I mean, they have used some of my paintings before. So, I mean, several years ago, I had done just this kind of like Luke Skywalker painting, and it was kind of just as a lark, you know. I was like, oh, I'll just like kind of like play around with like doing this, and then my son found it and was like, oh, Dad, can I hang this up? And I'm like, sure, dude. You know,
was it open shirt He-Man Luke?
No, not He-Man Luke. You know, I wouldn't do that. But I do have, like, above my fireplace, there's this, like, little kind of, like, panoramic area in the fireplace. And I painted kind of, like, a sunset here, like in the Franklin, like we have a creek that runs through it. And so I painted that, and that's been there since my son's been born. And so he told me the other day, it was sweet. He was like, you know, I always look at that. I always look at that part of the wall or the fireplace. And so it's kind of nice to know that it's like
cool, a man.
John and Randy make good points in the chat.
You know, I was just thinking about that. So, like, John and Randy, like, tonight they have been fucking chat all-stars. I'm just going to throw that out there. They have contributed much to the show tonight.
Is Sherry here? Did she?
I haven't heard from Sherry at all.
Yeah. After, after Sherry posted that I was sick, and of course then my mom had to hear about it.
So. Oh, I know. Oh. She totally got mommed you.
I said, thanks, Sherry.
So I think the next one, so now you have a green colonoscopy of a Martian alien. Yeah. You have a red one now. I think the next one should be some kind of white background with a trail of red for blood, and then like somebody in blue jeans at the bottom.
You fucked a dick. That was awesome. Dude, you fucking hooked. I'm like,
Well, I figured there was a joke there, but I had no idea where you were going with it.
I thought he was getting all like artistic and shit. That was all the
thing. I was there with you for a second. Intuitive.
It's a trilogy.
It's a trilogy.
You know, you do that. I bet you could get a bidding war with all the patrons if you painted a picture of you crashing with your sled.
I'm sure that's exactly what they want.
I think they would. I think all four listeners would go, hey, let's get a bidding war. And then Nick's dad could come in and say,
I'll give you $10. I'll give you the hot spitter.
Nick, I want you to have that painting.
All right. I wanted you to have that painting.
We're not going to fuck this one up, Nick. We're going all in.
I paid $10 for it. We're even.
I am curious the next time I find one. I'm like, I really like this one. I was fucking around then, though, because there was one I was just to be a dick to dad. I was like, I found one on the Tennessee River back home. I was like, move back home. I'm like, here it is. And it was like, you know, 1.5 million. I'm like, here you go. Yeah, right.
John says he already has a Matt drawing.
Oh, well, you don't need anything else. Once you get one, Matt, that's
your enough, art has inspired much of this episode.
Yes.
I try to bring something, you know, to surprise you guys, you know. So I thought I actually didn't think that you would make fun of it so much. I thought it would just be a cool backdrop to have, you know, and then I'd surprise you. Like, hey, this week I've got.
I blame Randy and John.
Yeah, okay, they got it started.
They do.
Yeah,
they
really so do. Well, screw them.
Screw those guys. No, there's a cool space one with mountains that. But I had to move stuff around and get on a ladder, and I'm not going to do that for you guys. So,
wow. So we're not worthy, is what you're saying.
I think I'd have to get on a ladder to. My intention was actually to fix this and then actually hang it up in the store and then take one of the other ones. So. John says, "Isn't art worth more if the artist is dead?"
That's why I'm holding on to mine, John. I have a Matt original here, and I just keep holding on to it.
He was really excited when
I can't wait for the winner.
Sledding accident. Yeah. When he got that text from my wife, like Matt's going into surgery. Jack's like, all right,
I had it listed on eBay. Then she checked. Matt came through okay.
Taking it down.
God damn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I don't know if I ever really. What?
Nick had a point.
That, well, you, something you said, and then I already forgot it after you said it. And I was like, never mind.
Who said it?
Matt.
Okay.
Chris, next week you are headed into Vacationville.
Here. That's correct.
Are you going to the same place you always go to?
The very one and the same, yep.
With absolutely. The same people you always go with?
Indeed. That's actually, we added my buddy Dave. My buddy Dave's coming along this year.
He was Dave's cool. That's good.
Dave's good people.
All the other years, Dave was not there.
Dave's not here.
No, well, he wasn't.
I got it. I got it, Matt.
Thanks.
My boss messaged me today And typical, like any business trip that might come up, he always takes the really good ones, and he always gives me like the horse shit ones. And he said it probably will fall. It probably will fall through. He didn't say that. He goes, but yeah, like the last week of July, maybe third week of July, I might need to send you to Rochester. And I go, Rochester? As in like Western New York? And he's like, yeah. I was like, fucking not going there. Let's go to Rochester.
Rochester. Yeah. I always think Jack Benny when I hear Rochester.
Right.
Rochester.
Well, I mean, I haven't been in that area since Rochester. So I was like, you know, if I could go to like
a pretty cool area.
Yeah, I mean, if I could go like take a detour over to Niagara, I haven't been there since I was like 10. So I was like, that'd be cool.
Did you say dick a detour?
Take a dick.
Yeah. Okay. All right. It sounded like dick a detour to me.
I got dick on my mind.
I gotta get back at you guys. You guys
got tunnels.
Come at me. I've been thinking about how I can.
I got tunnel vision.
I think you're past that point.
I am. The only thing I had on you last week was that your fear of being sick. You know, I've lost that. So
you got me good though. Reaction and reaction to that.
Hot town.
Hot down to the city.
Back of my neck getting dirty and gritty.
Well, you know, I forgot to tell you, I had another coughing thing when I passed out. That was cool.
What?
Yeah. I was sitting there. My wife was getting ready to go to bed. And I was watching something on the computer, and I started coughing. And I stood up. I sat up, and all of a sudden, I'm like, and she's like, Jack. I go, why are you yelling at me? I go, wait. What's going on?
It's Tuesday, goddammit.
She said it was only like
you forgot to take out the trash.
Yeah. She said it was only like for a second, but I had no idea where I was.
This is like you're just going from a shortness of breath, isn't it? Or
yeah. That's well, I've done it close a couple times, but I'm good at it now. I go right to the floor. The fall's not as bad.
I think it's weird. Like last night when I was going to bed, I was perfectly fine, and then like all of a sudden I get like those deep coughs that come from like the bottom of your lungs. It's like, it's almost like you're calling a moose or something. Like, where is that coming from?
Here's a Jack drawing.
Okay.
That's what I've been doing today.
Well, Jack, if your cough doesn't get any better, I think it's going to double in price pretty soon.
So from 1 cent to two.
So if you want a Jack drawing, go ahead, email in to the rcadcast@gmail.com.
Hey, you know what? If you guys send in an email, I'll send a drawing.
Oh, guess what? We actually had one this week.
Is it one of Randy's jokes?
No. I think it's something else. It says...
I liked Randy's jokes, actually. I read the one he sent last week. It was pretty funny.
Oh, okay. Well, this one comes from Old Man Randy.
Old Man Randy.
As a history question for us.
We'll get another question?
Cool. What did you don't look for the answer, no,
I didn't read it. Yeah.
This is historical. It comes into your quadrant.
Don't be like Dale that one time where he cheated. Mm-mm. Where he was pulling out answers out of his head. I go, can you see?
Don't be Googling a friend on this one, okay? The question is, what did George Washington say to his troops before crossing the river?
It's cold out here.
Get in the boat.
Get in the boat. Get out of here. How'd you know that?
Because my grandfather told me that joke when I was 10.
Oh. Oh, that's really it?
That's where Randy's jokes are. Well, you were 10.
Here's the problem. If I have to tell people who are crossing, it was the Potomac, right? Middle of winter.
I think you probably said, where are we going?
So, if I have to tell my soldiers to get in a boat where it's that cold...
This ain't exactly the Mississippi.
I don't want to.
I'm on the East Bank.
I don't want to fight with those people because I don't want those guys fighting because they're fucking stupid, right? Get in the boat. Fuck, man! You gonna swim over there, dumbass?
Get in the fucking boat.
Fuck, guys. We're gonna need a bigger boat.
Get in the fucking boat.
That's right, Delaware.
All right, guys, I'm going to do my best Captain Morgan pose. Don't fuck this up for me.
Wait, are my teeth clean?
Yeah.
Such an occasion.
Oh, great. Paul Revere's here.
All right. to finish out this show and this celebratory.
Is that supposed to be George Washington's hat?
Or hi, y'all. We're gonna just finish out the show now.
You look like you're on F troop.
You do kind of wonder who designed that hat originally. Like, I'm gonna make me a three-cornered hat.
Well, they're probably easier to make than a normal hat, right?
Well, because you can do that too. You know, like, crikey, I'll be down under this little type of red sky.
So, no. This was the best possible episode for me to take a double dose of my.
I was gearing up for the. I've got the names, got the people. But artwork. Anyway,
is Chris able to read?
I'm definitely able to read.
Are you three going to be here next week? Are we going to have a show?
Chris will be on vacation.
When's the broadcast recording live? So then we'll do it on that night.
Okay, let's do it.
I should be able to do it.
That's how we do things. No, we don't.
This is how we do it.
Fucking Randy.
Randy, no. To nice. Answer your question, nice. Matt, and you know, I have a nephew named Randy, and I always wonder if my nephew's just fucking with me. He's like, oh, I'm
well. Everyone else does,
yeah.
But I'm saying he's right. Abigail Adams and Thomas Jefferson. You know, they were
sure. Wink, wink, wink. Happy 4th of July, everybody.
John Adams was not a looker, let's face it. He was not a looker. Plus, he was over in France with Ben Franklin.
But he was a prude.
He was a prude, but that's why I'm saying where Abigail's like, oh,
take me out to the ball. Hey, no, you know, we've been doing the show. We've been doing the show so long, we actually have to take.
I got some Sam Adams.
Another commercial break.
Oh, wait, Sam Adams is coming. No, he's really coming.
Wait for Jack to finish laughing here.
No, you just cut right into Jack's laugh.
Okay.
That's what George Washington said was true.
Fucking Jack.
Get that Jack out of the boat.
Well, you know I'm right,
Jack
right?
Off came from Washington. Get that Jack out of the boat, you know. And people, oh man,
no, I would have been shocked. I would have been shocked. The whole
you would have given them. Please,
why are we all standing in line against the redcoats? This is bullshit. They're gonna mow us down. Spread out. Let's hide. Let's surprise them.
Well, yeah, that's only done the beginning.
I'm going with William Wallace or whatever his character was, the Patriot.
Oh, right.
Okay, Chris, are you ready?
Mr. Martin, right? It was Martin.
No, Jack.
I'm ready, Matt.
Okay, thank you.
I'll be quiet.
So thank you, everyone, though, for joining us live, mainly just Randy and John and
Will.
Kim.
And Will.
Will brought some really great insight. Much better.
Don't try and say that because you forgot about him.
Yeah, you forgot.
Yeah, you forgot about Will. You said, fuck it, I got the hat.
And Janie for joining us live. So Janie,
thanks, Janie, for calling me out.
She was mad at Nick. Jack, rather.
Yes, California people so sensitive.
So anyway, head over to jayandjack.com. Click on the patron link. Become a patron. Help us out. Click on the merch if you want any merch from us. That always helps us out. We appreciate that. But a few patrons who are trying to help Nick get his dream home, they help us out every week.
Too late.
Or maybe his next dream home.
I don't think you can pop it.
Be hard.
Anyway, those patrons are...
Tack Out Tour de France.
That's a good one.
Rush Hour Richter.
Hector
Eckhart Cooler. Okay.
Oh, I like that.
They go downhill from this.
Oh, yeah.
The artwork is
great
good.
Shit right here. Ed the Double
We were talking about bodyguards.
Ed the Double Side Bodyguard.
Yeah, but you're thinking double sided. It's.
Yeah, I know. But I was trying to get in there. He's trying to get a good D, another D to rhyme with.
Yeah, you definitely got a good D. Yeah,
got that big D.
The next two, you know, I could have done better on my drawing, but I was actually probably just
Magna Maggie.
Yeah, because it brings it back to Ragnarok.
Mm. It certainly does. Joanarchy in the UK.
Oh, that one was clever.
Joanarchy in the UK.
Yeah.
Some of your best work yet?
I mean, that was your best fucking group of names
in a while.
Since Nick had a good song, we're finishing this.
Nick always has a good song.
Most of the time.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I was trying to figure out, Joanne, how can I draw that into, but I was thinking about art and anarchy. So
works.
Yeah.
So Chris, do you like Ben Harper?
I do.
That's the song I played, Burn One Down by Ben Harper.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. Oh, sad I missed it.
It was all about Matt getting high.
I never smoked weed with Matt again.
Like, he was significantly high last week.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I wasn't more high this week for everybody. Just happened to be that way.
No longer, Randy. No longer.
I'll try that. Day. Yeah. R.A.P. BBR. Be right back. I don't know. thanks for joining us. If you enjoy what Nick and I do, check out Owen and Bruce Barbecue.
Aww. Hey, Chris is almost caught up. He might show up next week. He won't because he'll be on vacation. No.
I named the fucking show.
Okay, well, we're doing three episodes.
And to be fair, the name is the best part of the podcast.
And you, the email address as well.
All right, so the rest of the barbecuers will be talking about the Bad Batch, and we'll kind of be covering it in three episodes.
We should release it on the 4th of July because that's a big barbecue day.
Oh, for sure. For sure. But that's also a Sunday. So,
yeah.
July 5th observed. We'll be back next week. So, thanks for joining us.
Wow. All right. Bye.